T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Penis kid.
What are you, 2 years old?
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you?
Oh my God.
I've never seen a guy so infatuated with the word penis.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you?
I had no idea where that was going.
Good God. Bring in Kim Bocamper this morning. Bo, how you doing, man?
Wow.
You know, this show just gets more immature as the weeks go by. It's unbelievable.
And he's cracking up at his own work. He's in there just laughing back in his chair. It just cracks him up, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Bo, that you have to put up with it a day before.
Kim Bocamper, Dolphin Legend, thanks. Joining us
that's
right now.
Right.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I'm
not going to let it overshadow my Thanksgiving, that's for sure.
That's right.
No way.
That's
you got
right.
too much to be thankful for, Bo. There's no question about that. Hey, Bo, so help me out here. We're 1-8-1, and I've been going, man, we couldn't have handpicked a better team to play coming out of that bye week. But, you know, through the years, Bo, and forgive me for being like this just a little bit. I know they're not very good. They're 1-8-1.
But let me tell. There's been a thorn in our side forever.
Yes.
Since the day they made that expansion team, since the day they got awarded that franchise, they've been a thorn in our side. I think they beat us their expansion year at home. I don't know what the name of the stadium was back then, but in whatever the name of the stadium was back then, they beat us as an expansion team. And then I don't think we beat them for like four or five times playing them. Yeah. So I'm with you, Joe. I'm not taking this time. You know, I know they're horrible. Look, you look through the roster as to who's not who of people in the NFL, right?
Right. No question. We can get a draft pick for him. Look, get rid of him. Yeah, exactly.
I had to look up who the quarterback was. I got to admit, because I'm like, who the hell's quarterback in that team? Davis Mills. The only guy you know on there is the guy that outfitted our team, Laramie Tunsil.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Two ones and two twos. That's exactly right. So, and I just know every year somebody grabs us, and I know that's different. I know it's Mike McDaniel. It's a different year. Let it go, Joe. But every year somebody bites us on a rear end. We go over to London. It's Jacksonville. Their coach is grabbing butt on with the girl in a place, and everybody's talking about how bad they are. They beat us. So, I just want to make sure we're ready to go. That's all.
So this is the Wanstead Lobster trap game, right? This is what it is?
Well, I hope not.
I'm just throwing it out there. I remember walking into those locker rooms all those weeks where you're supposed to beat that team, and Wanstead had that lobster trap hanging from the ceiling.
I think they're going to just get that lobster trap and roll it down that slide they got in training.
Hey, Bo, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, so they're – like so many of the stats, they're terrible. They're dead last on run defense, 179 yards a game they give up. I mean, it's a copycat league, right? We go, if you're Mostert and Wilson, you're like, hey, fellas, we're going to run it. Now, we got two horses on the outside, but we're going to run that football, right? Everybody does the same thing, right?
Yeah. You know, for a running back going into a team like this, that's exactly it. It's like being a defensive end when you're up like 30, 34 to 10, you know, in the fourth quarter, and all the pass rushers are trying to climb over each other to get into the field, right. onto the field so they can chase the quarterback down, right? Right. It's the same type right. of thing.
Yeah, no question.
Let me see how many yards. You know, hey, you know what? They almost broke the 200-yard barrier last time. Maybe this can be a week that this team rushes for a couple hundred yards. That'd be a nice deal.
Bo, listen, an odd topic of conversation the last couple of weeks here has been about Jason Sanders. And I disagreed with Coach. I disagree with Joe. I love to play general manager, owner, and coach here on the show. During that bye week, I would have had a kicker in there just to try him out, maybe even just to spark a little flame under Jason Sanders.
Yeah.
Joe disagreed. Coach disagreed. I just want to know what you think. And not necessarily signing the guy or even putting him on the practice squad, but just the listening and the hearing and the seeing of another kicker in there might spark a little flame under Jason Sanders.
Yeah, you know, but I think, again, you mentioned Mike McDaniel. He looks at things differently than any coach I've ever had because, you know, the old-time coach, that old-school guy, would have had five guys lined up in there, right?
Yep.
And just, you know, coming one day after another and just putting the fire underneath this guy's ass, right?
Right.
That's the old-school way. But, you know, I heard him in an interview, and he's talking, he said, no, look, we still believe in him. You know, we know his mechanics, you know, he's got some technical issues he's working on, but I'm going to stick with him. And I think someone asked him about bringing somebody. He goes, no, we're not going to bring anybody in. And so it's just a different way, you know. So to me, that kind of goes hand in hand with him getting on the airplane when he just got hired and saying, get me two on the phone. I want to talk to him. I want to let him know that he's my guy. To me, it's the same. It's psychologically, it's the same type of a thing. Don't put pressure on the guy. Let him fight through it. Let him earn it. Let him, you know, let him know that I still believe in him and that we're gonna believe in him and he's our guy, which is you know, maybe 2-3 years. I guarantee you, 2 years ago that wouldn't be the case. There'd be a couple guys wandering in and out.
No
there,
question.
You know? Yeah, but you know what they do, and they put them right next to the kicker's locker where they can get dressed, right?
That's right. And Coach Flores, you're right, man. Brian Flores would have. He that guy had no patience. Coaches, players, kickers. Yeah, you're done. No, that's not what we want to get.
But look at he. This is a whole new. You know, this is just a whole new generation of, and he's thinking in that way. And look, we'll see. I applaud him for standing behind him. But Joe, I mean, we've seen enough kickers come along. I mean, we've seen really good kickers, you know, come along, and all of a sudden, something gets in their head, and they can't get it out. And you know, you watch them in practice. Oh, they're kicking great. You watch them before the game. Oh, they're kicking great. And then all of a sudden, they come to the game and you're doinking them off the uprights and stuff, and we'll see if it works. Look, how can you at this point right now? How can you look at Mike McDaniel and not give him the benefit of the doubt?
Right,
absolutely.
Oh, you're right.
For the way he handles the team.
Yep, no question. So yesterday I did Vandy's show for the Texans radio broadcast yesterday. He asked me an interesting question.
A lot of rock and rolling with Vandy.
Rock and roll. Days, huh? That's right, man.
Not a lot of rock and roll football.
No,
these days,
there's not a lot of rock and roll unless you like field goals. And, you know, it's hard right now. The points they're scoring. He asked me an interesting question I wanted to ask you. In order, 1, 2, and 3 of the people that have the most to do with this turnaround of this Miami Dolphins team to 7-3 and where they are right now. And I don't mind telling you, I started with Mike McDaniel. What about for you? Who would be 1, 2, and 3 in the turnaround for the Dolphins?
It would be one would be Mike McDaniel, 2 would be Tua, and 3 would be Chris Greer.
Wow,
pretty good answers.
No, it's fair. More than fair. I gave Tyreek Hill, but Chris got Tyreek Hill here, so it's good. And by the way, Chris has made a nice turnaround. He absolutely has made some nice moves. We've hit on some free agents.
So should everybody on the Dolphin organization, when they see Laramie, shake his hand and thank him?
Yes.
Did he get Tyreek here for us? Was he part of the Tyreek?
He started everything. Laramie Tunsil was the catalyst for this entire turnaround.
We'll never get anybody to ever do that for us again.
I just didn't know if Tyreek got in the tail end of that deal. It's been about 3 years now, right? That deal went on.
Bo, I'd like to petition to put a statue outside all the boat campers of Laramie Tunsil if we could do that at one point.
There you go. There you go.
You might have gone. Now we might have gone a little too far on the.
Well, if the Super Bowl happens in the next couple of years, we're putting one out there. That's it.
A couple weeks before they traded Laramie, I did a piece with him over at one of our restaurants eating the hottest chicken wings he could eat. So, maybe that's what chased him out. I don't know.
Didn't affect him with that hot sauce stuff that you had, I'm sure.
But he ain't getting a statue in front of any of our place. Papa Pump will get a statue in front of our place.
All right, good point. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, let's talk about what's going on, man. We got a lot of football games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. My God, what a great 4 days coming up for football. What do you got going on at Bow Campers, Bo?
Bow campers on Thursday, we shut down. This is the day. One day we shut down. We don't, you know, when we first opened, we thought, oh, look, we'll open on Thanksgiving. Guys will go home. They'll eat their turkey early, and then they'll come to our place and watch the games. Well, that didn't happen so much. And so quickly we stopped. We don't open on Thanksgiving because it's a chance for us to give our employees, time to be with their family and stuff. So we kind of go that route. But we make up for it on the weekends when it comes to Saturday and all the college games and everything that's going on right now. You get a lot of traditional games going on, and then the big NFL schedule with the Dolphins. And boy, we've been packing them in for the Dolphin games. It's been exciting there and at all of our locations, especially Miramar and Plantation. We're rolling out every special, everything you can imagine from A to Z on game days. So it's a place to go. And Joe, we've told before, you can look over. If you don't like the guy you're talking to, just look over his shoulder and you can watch the game and pay attention to that instead of who's talking to you, right?
Absolutely. You can't find a bad angle on a game while you're sitting there. If you get into a conversation that's boring you to death, or your wife says, are you looking at me or that TV? And you tell her, I'm not going to lie, I'm looking at that TV. Right. But I am looking at you too at the same time. It's right there. That big screen's right there. It's perfect. So, well, Bo, listen, man, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Bo.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Pleasure, guys.
You guys have a great one.
Yeah, hey, everyone out there. Look, everyone, all your listeners, have a great Thanksgiving. Stay safe and enjoy your family.
Bo, we'll see you in a couple of days, my man.
Right. Sounds good.
All right, Kim Bo Camper joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Joe, do have Texans and Dolphins coming up here on Sunday. Dolphins back in action. Injury report always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, the experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Teddy Bridgewater, Hunter Long, both were questionable. We'll get some hopeful news on the official report that comes out later today. Keon Crossan, too, another big name that hopefully the Jedi mind trick worked for Mike McDaniel to get him to play this week. And, of course, the Byron Jones update. There is no update on Byron Jones, except there is nothing going on right now with him. That's the injury report coming up for Houston and Miami. Always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.